From Slammer and Squire at the World Golf Village in St. Augustine, this is Jaguars.com Live, presented by Everbank. J.P. Shadrick with Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. We're on location. Nice, beautiful, hot day for the Jaguars.
You call it beautiful, I call it hot.
Jaguars Golf Classic today, a shotgun start at 1 o'clock to benefit the Jaguars Foundation. And plenty of players, coaches, front office folks playing in foursomes with folks who have entered. And it should be a really fun day out here today, John.
Nice recovery there. I interrupted you, and you just kept on going. You're a professional.
I ignore you a lot,
that's
John.
Good. Well, it's an easy habit to fall into. So.
This is always fun to get out in an event like this. This is the first of the first annual event for the Jaguars Foundation. There have been golf tournaments in the past for the Jaguars, different parts of the organization, but the Foundation putting this tournament on today, and a chance for the guys on the off day to get out and play around.
It really is. We're 1 or 2 days away from the end of OTAs, and you have mini camp next week. So on a Wednesday afternoon when it's a relatively slow day football-wise, good to see them out here, and I know they'll enjoy it. So
plenty to get to today. We'll have guests right here on the range coming up whenever players and such come by. Mark Lamping is actually on his way over here right now, Jaguars president, and we'll have a few guests coming up a little later as well.
Big moment for Mark, getting a chance to talk to us, by
the way.
I'm sure he's been anticipating this.
It's a resume builder for him, I'll tell you. President Mark Lamping about to join us. We'll get to some football notes coming up a little bit later on the off day in the middle of the third OTA week. Jaguars president Mark Lamping making his way over. It's good to see you. Thank you for thanks for coming on. Good to have you. And this is a fun day, man, getting out to play a little golf for the Foundation today.
Should be. It's going to be a little hot, but you know what? People don't feel sorry when we say it's hot down here. So, no, it's a great day. You know, the Foundation has done so many great things for the Jacksonville community over the last 20 years, and we think this is a good idea to give people the opportunity to interact with the Foundation in ways differently than they've had the chance in the past.
And before you got here, Mark, I was taking some notes and happened to be sitting in your cart. I hope that's okay. Pretty good handicap there.
You were looking at my clubs? No, I'm a hacker, so okay. I'm playing with Eric Mann from the YMCA, who's the low handicapper. So. You know, you can never be on the winning team if you're affiliated with the tournament. So I don't think we have to worry about that on the basis of merits either. So
a little more on the Foundation. It's a year-round group, and there are grants going out all year round, and this helps fund the Foundation grants, right?
It does in a very, very small way. You know, the overwhelming majority of the dollars that are distributed, you know, last year the Foundation distributed like $1.8 million into the community. The overwhelming majority of that money comes directly from the football team, so it comes from Shad and his family. But there are some things that we do that also allow us to raise some money to increase the donations into the community and the programs we want to support. This is one of them. There's other things that the fans see. We do the 50-50 raffle at each of our games, and half those proceeds go to a sponsoring organization that we bring in, and some of it goes to the Foundation. So this is really viewed, I guess, as a little bit of a supplement of the base of what the Foundation distributes into the community. It allows us to help more people.
Talk about the progress, Mark, that you've made on the business side and overall as a team. We haven't had you on in a while, but it seems like this off season, there's a sense of, okay, we've gotten a lot done, and now let's look ahead to the next step.
Well, we have gotten a lot done, but then you realize we have a long, long way to go. So we have some challenges in front of us. We feel really good about the progress that's been made, thanks to everybody in the organization on the football side as well as the business side. We've talked about local revenue quite a bit, and the fact that that's the one thing we really need to focus on to stabilize the franchise here in Jacksonville. And have had great local revenue growth the last 2 years, over 25% each year. But we need to continue to fuel that, and we can't sit back and rest, because we're nowhere near where we need to be. As an organization, we've got some major initiatives, ahead. We've talked about the continued improvements to the stadium that, we're certainly prepared to lead and make a big investment to help that happen. One of the things that, we've talked about is finding new revenue sources. And, we'd really like to get more aggressive in terms of bringing big events to Everbank Field, other than football events. Everbank Field, in its 20 years, I think even the most honest person would say it's been, woefully underutilized in terms of big events. And, we'd like to play a part in bringing, big events here. And everybody knows about the shipyard. So, you know, we have a lot of things ahead of us. Those are three of the biggest priorities we have right now, and you know, we have to continue to find new ways to solve old problems.
Jaguars President Mark Lamping is with us. Jaguars.com live from the Slammer and Squire at the World Golf Village. We heard you mention the handicap, John. We didn't hear a number, Mark. What?
Oh, I'm a 16, so you know, I'm a hacker, but you know. But I play fast. That's what I told my wife, Cheryl. So it doesn't matter how bad you are. People only remember slow golfers. They don't remember bad golfers. So I am not a slow golfer.
I know you've got a lot to get to today. I know you're going to get on the range, right? Get ready?
I am at some point. Once I see the cameras off, I'll get on the range.
Yeah, there's a close-up over there. We have two today.
I know it would. I know it would go in the archives to be used at the most inopportune time to embarrass me in front of a lot of people. So.
Get to it, Mark. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Thanks for everything you
Mark
do.
Mark, thank you.
Jaguars president joining us on the driving range. And, well, he didn't want to put that number out there, but we got him out of him.
Hey, well, I happened to be in the cart, and I said, you know, to me, a non-golfer, 16, that puts you, what, about an 88? Yeah, you know, so that's pretty good to me.
It's better than us, right?
I know about as much as, you know, I'm not a golfer, so put it that way. But I thought it was interesting what Mark said.
Yep.
It's always interesting to talk to him because he's got such a vision for where the franchise has been since they arrived, which, as he said, has taken huge steps on the business side. You and I have both been there since he's been there, and the strides there are remarkable. But yet, as he said, there's a long way to go in local revenue, and it's always interesting to talk to him about how they're moving forward in that and how they're thinking of ways to think outside the box, which in this market, he's always been very open. They have to do. That's why the video boards. That's why the shipyards. That's why trying to put extra events. So since he's been president, it's always been fascinating to see what's next.
It was interesting to hear about the more events and more events. Mm-hmm. You keep hearing that more and more. And
I guess Jaguars.com Live doesn't count.
We don't count as
that. We roll out of there about 50 times a year, but that doesn't count. So, all right.
I didn't make the presentation, I guess. I don't know what happened there.
We're not on a PowerPoint, but that's okay.
But it will be interesting to see over the next few years how the stadium is utilized a little more if the additional upgrades are put in, especially in the club areas that have been presented already, and then when the shipyards are developed. That could change the game down there for sure.
Absolutely. And I guess the next step is hearing more about the shipyards. Since I don't know much about that right now, we can move on to football.
Let's move on to football. We'll get some other guests when they get to the driving range coming up. It's the third week of OTAs, and we heard from Blake Bortles yesterday, and he rebounded from a tough Monday and had a better Tuesday. And that's a good sign if you can rebound from a day like that.
Well, first, before we move on, I was listening to the radio this morning and listened to the radio last night. I was on with Frank Frangie on 1010 last night. We were talking about it. He had a little bit of a bad day on a Monday in OTAs. So let's hold the horses maybe on just how awful it was and how much of a rebound. This kind of thing happens in OTAs, and it's what OTAs are for. You're supposed to have some days where you're experimenting with things and where you're trying to get rust off. So good that he bounced back, but let's remember, these are 14 OTAs that 20 years ago we wouldn't have even heard about. So if it was a bad day Monday, fine. If it was a better day Tuesday, you want to see the arrow going a little bit like this. And by the end of OTAs, you want to hear him saying, hey, I'm a little further along fundamentally than I was at the beginning. That's what I want out of this. I know the offense better than I did at the beginning, and so does the rest of the team. That's what I want out of this. The day-to-day, it's fun to talk about. It gave us a topic today,
sure,
which is cool because we're trying to transition from Mark Lamping to Sergio, so it's awesome. But you have to keep some perspective on really what the day-to-day means when it's June 8th and 9th.
Let's get into some defense now. Sergio Brown is with us here at the Slammer and Squire at the World Golf Village. Come on in between us, Sergio. It's good to see you.
Nice to see you. No,
you're
too.
A golfer. Are you a pretty good golfer or what?
You know, I try. I know how to fake it pretty well. That's about it. My balls seem to curve a lot.
Well, then hit it closer to over there, right?
Yeah, I turn that way again. And hopefully it goes straight.
That's my golf tip, Sergio. How about that?
This is a fun day, though, to get out on a day off and help the foundation. You're new to the organization, but to finally get out and help in a charitable cause is pretty cool, right?
It is very cool, you know, to go back and help the Jaguar Foundation out and as well, you know, get to know some of my teammates because I'm still getting to know everybody, and then I get to know the community, the fans, and, you know, it's kind of like a win-win situation for myself.
Talk about that process a little bit, as you mentioned it, because fans see names, mm-hmm. and they play Madden, so they think that guys just sort of fit in automatically, and all of a sudden it's a computer. You know, but there's a process when you're a veteran free agent. You've been in another culture, mm-hmm. and now you're coming in and meeting guys who have been in this culture. So there's a process, and you're very much the new kid in school in a way, right?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I'm a new guy. It really is a process of, you know, getting to know my teammates and my coaches and also letting them into myself and getting them to know me. And, you know, just it's fun. It's exciting, but it's just different.
The process with the defense, Gus and Bob Babich both talked about a week ago that it seemed like it was playing fast. And obviously you weren't here the last couple of years, so you wouldn't know the difference. But do you feel like the defense, even in OTAs, no pads, is reacting and seeing the way that it needs to at this stage of the offseason?
I mean, I definitely see the progress we made from when we first started OTAs and when we were just doing drills and stuff. And I feel like we're definitely playing faster than we were when I first got here. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just people are being able to take more ownership in the defense, and they're able to, you know, play fast like they are.
Sergio, we need a score from you today. What are you going to shoot here at the Slammer and Squire?
Bad, probably. I'm going to have a good time.
That'll be the quote of the show.
I'm going to have a good time, bad. Though.
Can you do a Ric Flair on a golf course? Is that allowed here? I don't know.
I mean, you know.
Two golf claps and a Ric Flair.
Sometimes I like to ask for forgiveness more than permission, so maybe we just figure it out.
Maybe you'll get that 2-year lease on the Jaguar for the hole-in-one. We'll hear it across the course.
Hey,
right?
Drop the bags. Let's go to Vegas.
Good stuff, as always. Good to see you.
For sure.
Sergio, thank you.
Sergio Brown with us here on Jaguars.com live at the Slammer and Squire. And, boy, he's going to have a good day today. He's a new addition to the team. And you're right. It was a good question about how does that process work? It's not as easy as everybody thinks.
Well, right? And I even fall victim to it sometimes. You forget that these guys are new and they're coming in. And it's not like Madden where you can make a trade and all of a sudden this little blip is playing next to these little blips and everything's cool. You know, it's a process where these guys are coming in and they're 25, 26 years old. And they might have met one or two guys in the locker room, but it's a new culture, a new environment, you know, and to be very childish about it, new friends to make, you know, do you fit in or not? And you have to put up with Scobie, which is an entirely different thing than you have to deal with most NFL teams.
It's very difficult to get number 10 on your side for a new, we're talking about new guys in the locker room and transition. Mm-hmm. You know, what have you done to Sergio so far to kind of get him acclimated to the environment?
He needs no help getting acclimated, because if he already has the guys doing the Ric Flair, then I mean, he's smarter than I was and will ever be.
How has that changed for you, Josh? You know, I don't know if I've mentioned this to you or not. I probably have. You're the old man in the locker room, so we'll just start there.
Yeah,
but you know, you've seen 10, 11 years of guys coming through now. Does it change your perspective on the NFL? Does it, you know, to talk about that and sort of that process of getting to know new guys every year and seeing that process play out?
Yeah, it's different when you're in the same place for a long time. You get used to seeing the same number, but a lot of different faces. So I see these guys that come in and I recognize a number, but I'm like, wow, I remember when that was Kyle Brady. I remember when that was Byron Leftwich.
You just threw out a Kyle Brady reference.
One of my favorite teammates. But it's funny, the more years you play, the more teammates you have. And unfortunately, the last couple of years, I've been in the kickoff huddle, pre-kickoff, mm-hmm. and look over and see a guy and have no idea who he is.
So, that you might play with for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that you might only play with for a couple of weeks. So hopefully we can get a little more continuity and guys sticking around a lot longer. So, yeah, I think we're heading in the right direction. And special teams, unfortunately, is one of those areas where we're kind of the bottom of the roster, so you see a lot of guys come and go, but hopefully that changes.
I'll ask one more football question. JP can handle the golf stuff. So you play a little golf. So,
unfortunately, yes.
I got a lot of questions about you in the ozone for some reason. And the question was asked the other day, what does Scobie do with practice when everybody else is working? And my answer, of course, was kick.
Yeah.
But there's got to be more to it than that, right?
No, not really. That's funny that you say, what am I doing while everyone else is working? I mean, technically I'm working too, but not, I'm just working my craft.
It's good that you said technically.
Yes, so technically, because it's not exactly work, being a kicker. It takes work, but it's not like a 9-to-5. But, basically what I'm doing is, if it's a day that I'm kicking, then I'm either warming up to kick or I'm kicking. I can't sit there for 2 hours mm-hmm. and just kick ball after ball because leg does get tired. But there's a lot of things that you can do to get ready to kick, like stretch out. We have a roller that you roll out, and yeah, it's just kicking. I'll just shut up. It's so
awesome.
Boring. It's so boring. I'm sorry.
That's why I play golf. I can't wait to write a feature on your tired leg.
Yeah. So that's why I play golf. It's a lot more exciting.
Let's talk about a little golf then. You're obviously a big golfer. When was the last time you played Slammer here?
It was probably about 2 months ago. This is one of my favorite courses to play.
Why is that?
Because it's really wide open off the tee, and you can just mash driver everywhere. But now the people out here are really great. One of our employees' husband works here, so get to see him quite a bit. He treats us great, and like I said, it's one of my favorite places to play.
What's your best score here?
Best score here? I don't know. 66 or 67 would be my guess, somewhere around there.
Is that good?
That is, but that was just 9 holes, so we got rained out. Hey, you know, I saw him this morning.
Where?
He was jogging on Bay Meadows. I was taking my son to camp, and I see him jogging. It looked like
the locals
he
call was, that staggering.
Yeah, he was struggling. He didn't have the giant hat on that he's had on at OTAs recently. But I mean, you were moving probably
every
good
step is
half
a
mile an hour.
Staggering,
yeah, it was like. Did you make it back to your house?
Sadly, that's dead on. So far, so good on that front.
Good.
So
you didn't get to stretch out like a kicker does before practice,
no, I
guess, right?
My legs were tired.
Oh, that's what it was. You know the group you're playing with today?
I just met them, so hopefully they're a nice group, and they take things seriously because I come here to win, and that's all.
That's it. Yeah.
And they expect a lot out of you. A little pressure?
No, that's no pressure. I expect a lot out of me, too.
All right.
Yeah.
And you've got a big summer ahead. You're going back to Tahoe, too,
yes.
Right?
Yes, that's in, not that I'm counting down, but it's 5 weeks from today. So that's like the Masters, basically, of celebrity golf. So can't wait for that. And it's about a week and a half before training camp, so it's kind of like the last hurrah of golf for me for a long time.
Maybe you can beat Mark Rippon this year. Good luck to you.
I appreciate it. I beat him last week, so hopefully I can beat him this week.
Josh Scobie, big-time golfer here with us, Jaguars kicker on Jaguars.com Live. Have a great round today. Josh Scobie with us. Boy, you guys, I wish I would, like, get along more. I don't know.
Tired leg.
Come on. He saw you running today. That's a first.
Well, it's not a pretty sight. I'm not going to, I don't do it for aesthetics.
That's fantastic. Thanks for Josh and Sergio and Mark Lampig for joining us. We'll see if we get any other guests before the rounds begin. Shotgun start is scheduled for 1 o'clock today here at Slammer and Squire.
Aren't you supposed to peek at the end of a show? We just had Scobie.
Well, it's not the end yet, hopefully, right?
Yeah, we almost got to hang for a minute.
I know, we got to see if we can get somebody else in here, because he just brought the show down, so what? I mean, come on.
No, he's a funny guy now. He's it was good to have him as a guest, and that's all I'll say about Scobie.
Okay, that's all you got, huh? We were continuing, we're coming off Blake Bortles, but now the wide receiver crew is a little healthier these days. Mm-hmm. Allen Robinson is back, getting a few more reps here and there, but the show he put on yesterday was pretty outstanding. That's the rumor. That's the rumor.
No,
he looks like he's back. Let's put it that way.
Spoke to Allen afterwards, so he filled us in a little about what's going on, so it's okay to talk about. And he did. He had some red zone plays where he went up and got the ball. And I asked him afterward, that had to feel good because that's something that he believes should be a strength of his. There's other things he can do well. But in the NFL, a wide receiver, especially a young guy, is looking for things that he can bring to the table and know that he's going to bring every week and that you can depend on. If you remember last year, before Allen got hurt, it became a situation where on 3rd and 6, 3rd and 5, they got to the point where they could throw that little slant to him and get a first down.
Yeah.
Well, that's all of a sudden something you can start using and something you can rely on and game plan around. Well, he believes that he should be able to do that sort of thing in the red zone. And the kind of catches that he made, high pointing the ball to use mm-hmm. some receiver 101 technology or terminology.
Yes.
Those are things that he wants to work on. And in his first day back on OTAs, to be able to do that and have some success with it and show that it can be a part of his game, he's a low-key guy. I don't want to get too excited about an OTA, but you could tell he was happy about it. Good to be back in the field, and good for him because I think he's going to be a very key part of this offense next year.
Alan Hearns still around, of course, and just another year older and another year wiser. Second-year undrafted guy last year, of course, had a breakout start of the season and finished strong and was really the most consistent guy, I guess, all year on the receiving corps. But now, after this offseason worked for him, he looks like a different guy, even from that.
Well, he's a guy that's very intriguing because the story last year, he's an undrafted free agent. And he's brought in after Allen Robinson and Marquise Lee, as everybody knows. And yet he's there every day during the offseason. Maybe the only guy, I'm not sure, but one of the few guys on the receiving corps who was healthy all last offseason.
Right.
Stayed healthy during the season. And now he's doing it again this offseason when Marquise Lee is out and when Allen Robinson is just getting back. Well, at some point, the coaches now know they can rely on this guy. And he's becoming a very, very important part. It sounds silly. He led the team in receiving yards and touchdowns last year. Of course he's important. But now the coaching staff is seeing a guy that we can rely on every week. Mm-hmm. And he's always there and he's very consistent. So, you know, if Marquise Lee doesn't play a whole lot during training camp, which there's no reason to think he won't, but he's out right now with a knee.
Right.
All of a sudden Allen Hearns becomes a guy that you depend on a lot more. Maybe starts. Who knows? I mean, it's the more he's consistent, the more he's available. We got trouble coming now.
We do have trouble.
But the more he's available, the more important he becomes to this offense. And good for him, because if there's a guy in the receiving corps who wants it, Allen Robinson really does. But Allen Hearns doesn't take a back seat on that front.
Let's welcome in the guy with the sweet hat.
I may as well leave the mic at this point, right?
I guess it's up to you. Stand in between us here, Luke Pawlenko.
Right.
It's
right.
Good to see you. And that is a sweet hat. That's very nice today.
Yeah, it's I picked up at the Players this year, and I've shot low with it before, so I'm hoping it brings me some luck today.
You're regular asking you for the hat right there.
No,
Luke,
it's okay. I don't want to wear it after.
It probably fits you a little better, but damn, I pull it off.
you say you golf a lot. What's your handicap? What do you got?
Golf a lot and handicap don't seem to go together for me. But no, I've been playing a good amount. I mean, how can't you with this weather? Been shooting in the low 90s, so you know I'm a social golfer, but I'm a great time. So my group will have the most fun per like shot over par today.
What makes that fun? Why? What do you do in a round like this that makes it fun? Why?
Well, first I think it's like what you're doing it for. You're out here, you're benefiting the community. You're able to, you know, people are donating to the Jaguars Foundation, and they're out here helping support the community. And all you can do is, you know, be able to hang out with them and make sure that they're having a good time and all that. So it's the company. I mean, you know, when you stink at golf like me, it's the company and it's the purpose. And so you got to bring the fun a little bit.
Now, did you lose interest in hockey when the Caps go down, or do you stay with it? I mean, I'll bring that up. I know it hurt.
Yeah,
I know it hurt deep.
I've told. I was talking to Amanda. I think is the new 1010XL. She's a Bolts fan, and I was talking to her, and she's like, "I know you're a huge Caps fan. Like, have you been watching the series?" I was like, "The Caps have been exiting in the semifinals like every year for the last like decade. I take the conference finals off and I come back in the Stanley Cup." So yes, during the conference finals, I was out. Like Austin was trying to talk to me about the games. I was like, "Dude, hockey's been over for a week. I'll be back next week."
But it never ends in Minnesota, where he's from.
Yeah, wherever the heck he's from, the great white north. But I'm back now. It's fun to watch, and you know, pulling for the local team. Tampa looks pretty good.
Gotcha.
3 weeks of OTAs in. Compare this time last year to now.
Oh man, well I know the snap count this year, so that's pretty good. No, it's. I mean, it's really night and day for me, especially. There's a lot more of why. I know why I'm doing things as opposed to just remembering the snap count and to tie my shoes right. So, it's been a lot of fun. In 2 weeks, I've gotten much better than I even thought was imaginable at this point in my career. So, obviously, there's a ton of room to grow and. Just need to make the most opportunities, and hopefully it'll come around.
And you've mentioned this before, but with them signing Steve and him out, this is an important time for you. You need to take advantage of every rep and every opportunity with the first team, which you've been getting here and probably early in training camp.
Yeah. I'm having a great chance to work with the first team and get all those reps. And, you know, in the NFL, it's a business, and
you kind of have to understand that when you get your opportunity, you got to make the most of it. And right now I have an opportunity, and, you know, however it works out, these reps are going to benefit me for, you know, many years down the road.
The offensive line as a whole, it's been such a topic after last season. Where do you see the improvement, and how much confidence do you guys have that there will be the improvement that's needed?
I think a lot of the confidence is coming from the top, and what Doug is doing for us is really explaining why we do things, not just, you know, what to do, not who to block, but why we block that guy. And for us, that helps, you know, it helps you know what the guy next to you is doing, and it helps you have confidence that he's trying to put you in the best position while you're trying to put him in the best position to win. So I think just knowing why we do things, it's really bringing the group together.
Let's finish with this. What's your score today? What are you going to score out here?
Well, it's a scramble, right? Yep. So I figure if I hit, you know, if we eagle every par five and we birdie every other hole, we're going to go low. I mean, it's going to be, I don't know what par is out here yet, but I'm thinking about 23 under.
That's good, right?
And yeah. Curtis, who's dressed up like a madman, he can't compete with us today, so I think that'll help us. Josh, I don't know what his group is. Might have to, you know, buy his group a couple drinks so we can get a head start there. But, right. No, we're going to go low on this thing.
I like to hear that. Good luck to you today. We appreciate your time, man.
Thanks, guys.
Luke, as always, but thank you.
Luke Buenco joining us on the driving range at Slammer and Squire. They're going to go low. That's what he knows.
Well, yeah, it's low is good in golf, right? That's
last I checked. All right, yes.
Good for Luke.
And interesting thought about the competition, too. I mean, Wisniewski's come in. He's working off to the side right now. But
oh, you mean a football competition?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Not the golf competition. Okay. The interior parts of this offensive line are really up for grabs right now. At least the left guard and center spots, certainly.
They're up for grabs. And what's notable about the offensive line, Gus has talked about competition since he's gotten here. Mm-hmm. Well, now on the offensive front, you've got some a real depth. A real experience, real competition. You've got A.J. Cann and Brandon Linder. You've got Stephen Wisniewski and this guy we just had on, Luke Buenco.
Luke Buenco.
So you've got situations which the coaching staff has been wanting to get into where when guys are on the field starting, they've earned their way onto the field starting. Whether or not they were ready for it or not, a lot of times in years past, in the last 2 years, rookies have played because they're the only option. Now, some of them are ready, maybe some of them weren't, but now you're getting more situations where more guys are earning their way into the lineup. That gives you confidence. It gives you maybe the maturity to be out there. So you're going to have a couple situations like that on the offensive line where guys, when they come out of camp, they know they're there because they beat out a guy who's fighting them tooth and nail for it.
We're live at the Slammer and Squire at the World Golf Village, the World Golf Hall of Fame back behind us, the clubhouse just past the driving range. Golfers are checking in. A lot of the players and coaches are here already and working out on the range, getting ready for the shotgun start at 1 o'clock.
And tough gig these guys got, the coaches.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Golf on a Wednesday at 1.
Nothing wrong with that.
I feel
that.
Bad for them.
I'm sure they had to work this morning.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
You know,
sure they
getting caught
while
up after.
While I was staggering on Bay Meadows, they were doing their thing.
And you know, Josh is not the first person to see you running on Bay Meadows. I've seen that in the Ozone.
No, it's a bad scene. I mean, it sticks out because it's not something you want to see. So you don't forget it very quickly when you see it.
My son
has asked me several times maybe if I could just jog at night.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've got my little time.
Or wait till he goes away to college.
Yeah, well, it's not.
Dad,
yeah.
Just cut it out, Dad.
It's one thing I do. I don't do it well, but I do.
Gus Bradley expected to join us here coming up shortly, so stick with us here on Jaguars.com Live. Of course, you can see the Jaguars coming up at Mandatory Minicamp. That is next week. See the Jags for the last time before the dead period. Thursday, June 18th is the final Mandatory Minicamp practice. 11 a.m. start, a 1:20 p.m. finish. Free parking lots, M&N, and visit jaguars.com/veteran minicamp to reserve tickets. You got to get free tickets. Go to that website and register today for next Thursday. So that will wrap up the off-season program.
Yes, it will.
Also. So OTAs, I think there's one more officially scheduled this week. Original one was scheduled Friday, but that's normally either an off day or an outing of some kind.
Play day.
I'm guessing, yeah. Yes. And then the five-minute warning is happening behind us now. They're going to do a little gathering before the shotgun start coming up. But then the mandatory minicamp is the final
three. Right, which there's really no difference. You know, we say OTA is a minicamp, and that's all great. But there's really not a significant amount of difference between OTAs and minicamp. I could keep talking. We got Dave Caldwell coming on.
Yeah,
so.
That's right.
I'll yield the floor.
Please do.
Right.
Yeah, Dave Caldwell wielding.
You've been waiting for this for a while.
Wielding an iron of some kind. You're a big golfer, right?
Not really. No.
Oh, well, you fooled us. I mean, you're dressed up like Tiger Woods.
Kind of dressed apart, and hopefully people will think you're pretty good.
This is a fun day, though. An off day during OTAs. A lot of the guys get out, and it's a nice, beautiful day, hot day, but a chance to get out and help the foundation.
Yeah, that's great. And the foundation's a great cause, and they do a lot of good stuff in the community. So this is a group effort for us to help the foundation. So in return, they can help the community of Jacksonville.
Dave, we got three mini camp days left next week and one OTA this week. There's no doubt that the personnel on this team has improved. Do you see it in OTAs? Can you see either speed, something that makes you feel like, yeah, what we've done is getting us where we want to be?
Well, I think from a physical stature, I think we're a much bigger team probably than we have been in the last couple of years. And then from a speed and athleticism standpoint, you know, a lot of young talent, especially at the skill positions. And so, yeah, I think the speed looks different. You know, obviously Blake and the quarterback position is a little bit different, and some of the best things that Blake does you're not going to see in these settings, and he's doing a really nice job, and he's come a long way from last year.
How I guess pleased with you are you with the way Blake's handled the off season, all the questions, his preparation? You would think every quarterback takes this kind of approach, but not every quarterback does.
Yeah, very excited for him and the work he's put in from really the end of last season, and really kind of organizing how he was going to approach this offseason. And he's handled it like a pro and the leader that we thought he would be. And I think the results have shown, too, for him on the field through practice. And so we're excited to get him out there on game day. But I think he's going to have some more help, too, not only along the offensive line, but with some of the players that he's going to have some outlets where he can be productive.
Let's get back to golf. How often do you play?
Well, this is my third time in maybe about a year. So I take seriously. I try to take my son out every once in a while, but I'll play from the ladies' tee. I admit it. Let him hit, and then I'll just hit from where he hits. But going to start playing more. He's starting to get involved in it. When I was younger, I played a lot, and I just haven't been able to the last couple of years to keep up with that.
It's hard to play a lot where you're from, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Well, growing up, you know, we had our summers off, and I lived right down the street from a golf course, so my parents would drop me off on the way to work and pick me up on the way home, and got to play anywhere from 18 to 36 holes a day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you were a golf rat for a while.
When I was really young, right before high school, yeah.
Gotcha.
What are you going to shoot today, Dave?
We'll hit them a lot, and, you know, hopefully we don't hit any houses or anything that isn't meant to be hit with a golf ball.
As Tiger Woods said, you get a lot of reps, right?
Yeah, get a lot of reps, and my goal is to hit it as far as I can on every shot and keep it in the fairway.
One final football question. Anything jump out at you that we haven't discussed about OTAs? Anything you like as this thing ends and you go into the offseason?
Really like the way the team's coming together. It seems like it's a group of guys that's really kind of forming a team, and they're coming together, and you can tell that they really care about each other, and that it's a great you know, competitive atmosphere, but at the end of the day, they're all moving in the same direction, which is what you want to be.
And that's not guaranteed with so many new guys, right? I mean,
no.
I'm sure you're monitoring that a little bit.
Yeah, and we did a lot of research on the guys we brought in, not only through free agency, but through the draft, and just kind of make sure that they're not only a fit culturally in our locker room, but through our community, too. And as you see today, you know, get a good outcome of the guys we brought in, too.
Dave, have a good time today and a good round, too.
All right, put your sunscreen on.
We'll definitely
Dave,
do
thank
it.
You, as always.
Dave Caldwell, Jaguars General Manager, with us on Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank from Slammer and Squire. That's going to do it for our live coverage from the Jaguars Golf Classic today. Thanks
definitely
to all our guests.
Finish, by the way.
I mean, yeah, I agree with that.
Caldwell, it's fine.
You're good with that.
We done good.
You done good today, too, John. For John Osier, Patrick Cavanaugh, Dave DeCandis, our whole crew back at the stadium today putting this show on. And to all our guests, this is JP Shadrick. Thank you for watching Jaguars.com Live, presented by EverBank.